Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to another segment of Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and today we have a very interesting topic, especially around this time of the year. We're going to be talking about how to eliminate stress out of your daily life. And I'd like to welcome everyone who has tuned in from around the globe and also our studio audience this morning for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Today is a very special day because we're going to be talking about things that could help you, because the holiday seasons are coming up. The holiday season, put it that way, is coming up. And many times during this season, people get so stressed out. And by January, you know, after everything is over and, you know, you come into the new year, you're just tired. You're just plain tired from a lot of things that you have participated in or have done to get maybe your house in order, because you have family coming in, or your business, because, you know, there's a lot of things going on, you know, during this holiday season. But still, you always have to be reminded to take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is very, very important. And it can alleviate a lot of these things that you may go through during the year because you're not properly taking care of yourself. I'm going to share a story with you that is true. It's a true story that something happened about a week ago, maybe a little over a week ago, maybe 10 days ago. We have this friend who's a constant worrywart. This person worries about everything. If things do not fall into place as he expects them to, he worries about bills. He worries about meeting deadlines. He just worries. He's a worrywart. And during the summertime when, you know, he was over with us at our home and, you know, different places that we had conferences, we noticed that, you know, he was sweating a lot and profusely, just sweating a lot. And we had said, you know, what was wrong? He said, oh, I'm all right, it's hot. And, you know, it was, it's a hot summer. And not really paying attention, that's another thing. We have to start paying attention to some warning signs. So about 10 days ago, my husband received a phone call from this gentleman's brother saying that his brother had had a heart attack. And he was in, he wasn't feeling well, and his sister-in-law, he called his sister-in-law, and she came over, and she seen that he wasn't, you know, looking right, so she called 911, and they found out that he had a heart attack, and it wasn't clogged arteries or anything of that nature, but a vein had collapsed in his heart. Now he has stents in his heart, and he has to take these this medication, and if he does not take this medication, it could lead to a possible massive heart attack. And this person is a worrywart. I know many things could be contributed to, you know, heart disease and different things of that nature, but one key element is this person is a actual worrywart, you know. And as we talked to him and, you know, we told him, hey, if something happens to you, well, bills won't get paid anyway, you know, and things like that. And it's not that he does not have the money to pay. It's he constantly worries that, you know, everything will be okay and this, that, and the other. And that's not any way that, you know, we should live our lives. Because our lives are very precious, and it's more precious than being stressed out over this, stressed out over that. And like I said, we're coming up to the holidays and everything, and this is a major stress time. You know, whether it is family coming in from out of town, whether it is meals that have to be prepared, whether it is gifts that have to be bought. Remember to take time for yourself. Take time out for yourself. Learn how to plan things, because proper planning, it alleviates all of that emotional rush and unnecessary worry. You know, you properly plan things. Everything has a time. Everything has a place. And don't get yourself into this emotional overload where you're just running around like the old saying said, as a chicken with their head cut off. You know, that's an old saying that's been around for years. You know, people just running around, and at the end of the day, they really tired, they really stressed out, and they forgot to, you know, just sit and relax. And, you know, it's more than sitting and relaxing your body, but also sitting and relaxing your mind, taking some time out. Because, listeners, this is and studio audience, this is very important. And that's why I'm coming to you this morning to tell you how to share with you, you know, how to eliminate stress out of your daily life. Because if we're not careful, and this could, you know, not only be around the holiday times, but also during the other parts of the year, we stress. We stress about things. We stress about things that we suppose will happen. And it not necessarily will happen, but this is something that we have built up in our imagination about, you know, things that suppose this, suppose that, instead of concentrating on, you know, what we should focus on. And that's one thing. Focus on your goals. Focus on the positive things. Focus on where you're going, what you intend to do. You remember we talked about lists. We talked about writing things down, writing your goals down, and focusing on those things and taking, you know, those things one by one and properly planning. Here we go again with the writing it down and properly planning. And when you do those things, you know, you form a picture. You form an idea. You're mapping out your direction and different things of that nature. And you work toward those things. Focus. A lot of times what happens is broken focus, where people stop focusing on where they're going and begin to worry about, well, what if? You know, what if? What if this happened? What if that happened? They start, you know, focusing on the negative. But when you write things down and you focus on those things, you know, not saying that, you know, there's always pros and cons, but the thing is, focus on your goals. Focus on the positive. You have to come to the end of yourself where you want to change. If you're a warrior, that you want a change, you know, that you want to have a healthy life, that you want your daily life to live a daily healthy life. You know, it's very important. Daily health. Daily health is very important, because without you, just think about your family, just think about your associates, your business, just think about those things. You are very important to whatever you're involved in and whatever you're doing. You are very important. You have to see it that way. You have to take care of yourself. So focus on your goals. Map out your direction that you're going in. Write down a list, and as you do your goals, write down that list of goals and assign each of them a timeline, a proper timeline. Don't make it so tight where it's impossible to achieve or stressing out, but give yourself ample time to complete that goal, to work on that goal. Give yourself ample time. Don't make it, you know, impossible, where you're just trying to cram everything in there to get something done. But spread it out and give it a reasonable time frame. Don't overload that list. Don't overload your daily list, or don't overload your monthly list or your yearly list. Make those things easy to obtain where they could be finished. You know, when you start something, it's always important to finish those things. So give yourself ample time to finish those projects that you begin. Also, allow participation, because everybody has a part in whatever you're doing, whatever that business is, whatever project it is. Allow participation. You know, we did something on the other day, my team and I, where we're getting ready for 2016, and we're getting together for these conferences, these workshops, these seminars. And I gave everybody, I explained to them what, you know, we intend to do. I gave them, set them in groups, put them in groups, and gave them a clipboard with some paper, and, you know, sat there and talked to them and told them to, you know, write down these ideas, the things that we could do for 2016. And even teenagers, even the youth, that was so exciting. And the answers that the youth gave me was, oh, amazing, amazing, you know. And I knew that they could do it because I see growth in these people. You know, my staff, I see growth in them. And they came up with some amazing, it was three groups, they came up with some amazing ideas. And the participation, they had high participation. That means they were excited. That means they were energized. So that's another thing. Display excitement, and it will energize your staff, your team. And they become a part of that. You see, that's another way to alleviate stress, to eliminate that stress, because you don't have to do it all yourself. Learn how to spread out things. Learn how to properly plan things. Learn how to work as a team. When you work as a team, and we talked about this before, you're not, you know, you're getting other viewpoints. You're getting other ideas. And it keeps a freshness in whatever you're doing, whatever project it is, whatever goal it is. It just breeds fresh ideas. Another level of, you know, of the goal where you intend to go in your business, in your life. And it was, I'm telling you, I'm just so excited for my team. I'm just so excited about, you know, the ideas that they came up with. And these things, we're not waiting until 2016. These things we are initiating right now. As a matter of fact, this week, after we finish the radio program, I'll be on the phone, you know, setting up these things. But it's such a joyous thing when you work in unity. Make that unity a priority. Always make unity a priority, because it's just, like I said, it's just so motivating, not only to you, but also those who you are surrounded with. Think of the people who you are surrounded with for this time, for this season. A dynamic team that's there to help you. So I hope that, you know, what you heard today about how to eliminate stress out of your daily life is something that could benefit you, and where you don't have to be stressed out, where your health doesn't have to be in danger because you're too tired to function, not only your body, but your mind. So we would like to hear from you, even if you have, maybe you have some other ideas that you could share with us. So why don't you drop us a line, turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. We want to, you know, hear from you. We enjoy hearing from all of our listeners, our fans. So visit our website and see the different things that we had planned for the upcoming year. Until next week, I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. You've been listening to Your Turning Point. This is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.